Okay, good morning, everybody. Hi there, welcome. This workshop is called Steps 1, 2, and 3. I can't, God can, so I will let the God of my understanding. And so welcome, my name is Deborah Oh, and I'll be the facilitator and leader today. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We have a few more, I think, that'll be coming in that are finishing at registration. And I hope so far you're all having a great time. It was a wonderful night last night. I think one of the best talent shows yet.
Yeah,
yeah, really fun, really great. And so first, to give you just a little guide of what's going to happen in the next, we have an hour and a half in this room, so we'll probably go about an hour and 20 minutes. And we're going to start, once we begin, we'll start with a serenity prayer. And why don't we start with that first? So when you're ready to join me, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. And I'm going to, just to bring us into this room, I'm going to set a timer. Sounds like the party's next door, but I was going to start us with a little meditation. So let's see. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to set the timer for 3 minutes. You are welcome to close your eyes. If you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes and planting your feet, different methods suggest find a point on the wall or on the floor or just where you have a point of focus that's not distracted. And as you breathe in, you're going to, what I want you to say, to give a shot is let go and let go. Now, usually this meditation is let go and let God, but we're going to just start with let go right now. Just let go and let go. If you feel like doing let go and let God, if you're in touch with that word, that's okay. So I'm going to set the timer for 3 minutes. And just on your breath, in and out, let go, let go. Isn't it lovely? That's great. Yeah. We planned that. So great. For those that came in, hi everyone, I'm Deborah. Oh, I'm a grateful compulsive eater. And I'm going to just share a little experience, strength, and hope, and then we're going to get into, this is an interactive workshop today. After I share a bit, we're going to do some writing exercises. We're going to share, you know, with the group and go from there. So if anyone needs any notebook paper, there's plenty up here and pens, so feel free to grab that whenever you need it. And then a couple just reminders as we go today that these workshops are being recorded as a service because we are, you know, it's our world service convention for our fellowship by the fellowship. And that is our service for those around the world that couldn't get here to Los Angeles this weekend. And also for all of you, you can go back and, you know, see what you were missing next door and hear that later on and listen to other workshops at your leisure. I think we're really blessed with that, that we have the internet now. We can get recovery every step of the way. Also, just a reminder, there's no mention of outside publications, other 12-step programs, and all that, because, again, these are being recorded to be of service, and so that our focus today is on the See How program. And something I like to share is, you know, what the workshop committee focuses on for your workshop agenda is what to see a how offer. And it's the 12 steps and our tools, you know, and so that the workshops, you know, are about exploring that. So that's just something to see. So a big thank you to the workshop committee for putting all that together. Okay, so today's topic, steps 1, 2, and 3. I can't. God can. So I'll let the God of my understanding. It's a lot in there, right? We could do a workshop on just pick one step, right? I was asked to do this workshop, and I was honored to be asked. Because for first now, you know, I can say I'm programmed to, when asked, to say yes. You know, that's just how it works today. That I know that to keep my abstinence. By the grace of God, my abstinence date is January 15th, 2001. This program saved my life. I was looking to even to be hospitalized. My family tried to do interventions. I was a rock bottom compulsive eater, anorexic, bulimic, every end of the spectrum. And this program truly saved my life and has given me, through the steps, a way to carry this into all of my affairs, you know, to show up, you know, as I am. I am a direct result of CA How, of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, Honest, Open, Willing. So that's just to qualify. The focus today is steps 1, 2, and 3. We have those steps, so we admit powerlessness on the big scheme of things, you know, with a substance, like with the food, you know, it's on the big, I surrender, I can't, you know, the program is there, so we take the program, you know, and then we let it work us. And also my hope for you to come away with today as well is how do steps 1, 2, and 3, how do you take those on a daily basis? If this is a daily reprieve contingent on our spiritual practice, that's kind of a little misquote of the big book. What I can share with you is the way that I hit my bottom. I admitted defeat again and again, and I took it back because I wanted the food. I wanted what you all had, you know, when sponsors stood up, and I wanted the recovery you had, but when I wanted a binge, I wanted it, and I wanted it now, and nothing could stop me. And I kept coming back. And what keeps me coming back today is on a daily basis, how I work steps 1, 2, and 3 is, you know, if acceptance is the answer to all my problems today, and that's also from our big book, then if something in the moment is troubling me, I have to stop and say, this is bigger than me. I have to right then and there just say I'm powerless over this. You know, this person, like, if it could, it's usually person, place, thing, something's not going right, a thing, you know, my cell phone, my, you know, whatever, or this person right now, this, I have to stop, I have to pause, you know, when agitated. I can't. Okay, and then get in touch with, all right, step two. What would being restored to sanity right now look like and feel like? And then step three is I say the serenity prayer. Or I have an action, I got to go call my sponsor. I have to go write about it. I got to get to a meeting. So that's the daily that I hope that today you'll come away with. What's your day at a time, steps one, two, and three? And we'll go from there. Okay? So let's see. Okay, so now we are going to, if you want to go ahead and take out, I have some notebooks here and some pens. And so we're going to do some writing exercises. If anyone thinks, Michael, if you want to pass them out, and there's pens there too. There should be in your packet, there should be a little notepad and pen, but if you didn't get one, there's plenty up here. Welcome, everyone. Everybody. Anyone needs a pen? Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thanks everybody. Okay, so what I ask is, so we're going to do some writing. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you know, we took the moment. The reason I set the timer and we breathe in and out is just to just take that space, you know, set the timer, and that there's no magic to meditation. It's just quiet time is what I like to call it. Quiet time, and to ask, you know, what's my higher knowing, you know, what's been, and what's calling to me, what does my instinct say, you know, and so that's why we took that the quiet time. Okay, so what I ask you to do, if you can set aside all judgments, you know, we can say the set aside prayer. So God, please set aside everything I think I know about steps 1, 2, and 3, this program, you, other people, myself, and everything else, this convention, in order to have a new experience with all of those things. So I ask you as we write to set aside any judgment of yourself or of getting the right answer. There's no right answer. You're already right. You came here. So really, congratulate yourself. You came to the convention. That is a major contrary action.
Can you speak a little bit away from
me? Sure, sure, yeah. Please let me know at any time. How's that? Is that better?
Better?
Okay, thank you very much. So to set aside any judgments, and so to congratulate yourself that you got here. You know, the compulsive eating is, yeah, nice. Go ahead, pat yourself. I like that. Everyone, pat yourself in the back. Nice. this is a disease of isolation, you know, and you got here. Okay. So as you're writing, don't censor it. And if I go on to the next question, just go to the next question. There's no right answer. Okay, so first question is, what is the thing or person, place, or thing today, right now in this moment, that you have no control over that you would like to have control over? Right now, pick the one thing that's really bothering you. Could be your substance. Could be a person, could be a character defect that you just keep falling into and keep doing a behavior. Why does this bother you? how would your life or your day, you know, your life be better if this were fixed or solved or answered? I'll repeat it. So what is the thing right now in your life that you can't control but you wish that you could? Why does it bother you? How would your life be better if it were fixed or solved or answered?
Meaning that we were powerful over?
Yeah. Say you could completely control it. How would that make your life better? Now ask yourself, what is the evidence that shows that you cannot control this thing, this person, place, or thing? Again, your substance, could be a character defect. Bless you. Sure. What is the evidence? Like, where is the evidence? How can you prove? What shows that you have no control over this right now? How do you know you have no control over it? And this may be the first time you're asking that. Maybe you hadn't seen that before. Okay, so we're going to stop there. What I'm going to ask you to do is just turn to the person next to you, if you're comfortable, and share with each other. I'm just going to give it like a minute or two. I'll give it 2 minutes. Turn to a person next to you and share. If it's three, then, you know, but if you can partner up. If you need to move, then go sit next to somebody. So we'll give it 1 minute. The first person, just share what those are. And then just share with each other what it is. Okay, like 30 more seconds. Or we can take more time if we need it. Okay, and time's up. Did everyone get to share? Did both people in the party get to share? No? Just had to answer, read the questions? Okay. All right, well, we're going to move on. And we'll go on. There'll be plenty of time. You'll be conversing with your partner through this whole thing. Okay, so next, turning back to your journal, we've got some more questions. Okay. So, what would surrendering this thing, giving it up, turning it over, just if you were not involved with it, just surrender, what would that feel like? What would it look like? What would surrendering this thing, this issue, person, place, or thing, what would that feel like? What would it look like? And it's okay to say, I don't know. I can't. It's okay also. If the answer is, I can't imagine surrendering this, then write that down. Next question. Are there actions that you actually physically could take to demonstrate your surrender? So earlier I was saying when I need to surrender, I need to call my sponsor. Most of the time I just need to write about it. Usually it's a prayer. I could be on my knees in the restroom at work, just saying the Serenity Prayer. Just, is there an action that just, and then ask yourself, what does it feel like to take that action? How does that feel? What does it look like? Okay, I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes. So go ahead and read. Instead of having a discussion, read your answers. So take one at a time to your partner. Read actually what you wrote. Share it, your writing, with your partner. I'm going to set the timer. Go ahead. Thank you. Yes, just two questions that time. Thirty seconds. Okay, everybody. Hi. Okay, we're coming back. So far to recap, for those that have come in, for step one, we've asked, what's something in our life that we have no control over, that we would like to have control over? What is the evidence of that? You have a question? Okay. All right. Oh, we're gonna get to the answers now. What is the evidence that you have no control over it? What would surrendering it feel like and look like? So the next question is, what would actually being restored to sanity in this area look like and feel like? Take your time with this one. Yes. What would being restored to sanity in this area look like or feel like? Take your time. Whatever's coming up, just let it out. Maybe you've never asked yourself this before. Giving this one a little extra time, so go ahead and just take your time. Okay, see some people still writing, it's like 30 more seconds. Okay, next question. You can take your time with this one if you need to think, if you need to close your eyes, whatever it is, but think of a time. Is there another thing, person, place, or thing, could be character defect, another area where you have been restored to sanity? and what is it? You may say, no, my whole life is just, you know, there's, if you can find something, one thing that used to trouble you, that you had no control over, but you have found some serenity with it. What is that? As you're right, I know I can tell you, if I could recover from compulsive eating, I think I could do anything, really. You know, as I started this, where I said this program saved my life, if that could happen, anything could happen. So I always turn to that. But what's an area where you had no control? You were desperate. You just were banging your head against the wall, whatever it was, and now it's just not an issue. It's solved. You're free. What is it? And ask yourself, what does it feel like to think of that? Lastly, ask yourself, what is the evidence that you've been restored to sanity in this area? Okay, I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes. You're going to turn to your partner and share your reading if you feel comfortable. Ready? Go. About 30 more seconds. We can take another minute. It's like you need it. Another minute.
Okay, take your time.
Okay. All right, everybody. So we're going to go see the time here. This is good stuff. This stuff works. Wow. We're not even in step three yet. And I'm feeling better. I hope you are too. Okay, so to share a little more experience, strength, and hope, we're going to read something and then get into the topic of higher power. Let me know if you can hear me okay, if I'm too close or anything. So that idea of, is there something, is there a place where I have been restored to sanity in my life? I was taught somewhere in this program that that's called faith with experience. That my faith comes from that living experience. No one can take that from me. No one can... You know, where we have our 11th step, you know, it's better to understand than to be understood, that I know within. To share some experience, strength, and hope on the topic of higher power, and then we're going to read from a little, I'm going to have someone read from the big book. My journey with higher power over the years has evolved, and it continues to. It's a day at a time. A lot of these questions that I've been asking you have been, how does it feel? You know, how does it feel? And it's different from, you know, you hear like, feel your feelings or what, you know, but what I mean is, like, in to get in your body, you know, we get, to me, we're restored to sanity in this program physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, and that's, you've got that triangle. And so way back, you know, many years ago, when, you know, I was full of anger and rage and a lot of healing, you know, a lot of trauma, I really needed a female vision of my higher power. I needed to change all the hymns, you know, in the word him and he. Then I needed, this was through writing, through the steps, it was through working these steps with the sponsor. I needed a strong male just vision in my mind. And it started to evolve to just these like strong parents that were just bigger than me. You know, that I just, and then it just was one. And then it was evolved. There were times where nature was just calmed me down and just being outside. you know, and then coming into the rooms, I'd go to a meditation meeting. That's how I learned how to set the timer. And then there was no magic to meditate. So set the timer and breathe in and out, you know, and focus on, like, is like there's no magic to figure out here. We keep it really simple. Here's the timer. Just sit, you know, it's uncomfortable and your head, you know, so it's over the years, it's evolved. If you need more paper, there's plenty of paper here, everybody, and pens. And I'd say today, the idea of a higher power, is my instinct, my gut, you know, my breath. It's goodness and kindness and the real belief that we truly are all connected. You know, for me personally, you know, again, not, I'm fascinated when science meets spirituality, all those things. Like, again, for me, that's my personal higher power. None of that may relate to you. You could take what you like, leave the rest. So what I'm bringing home is this is, it says in the 12 and 12, it's a spiritual, personal adventure. It says that in step 11. You know, this idea of, you know, that it's a spiritual answer. So that's just some experience, strength, and hope that you leave here knowing what you know and listening to it. You know, and that we never again have to go outside of ourselves to feel better, because that's really all addiction is to me, is when am I looking outside of myself? You know, so that's, and am I looking outside of myself? Am I looking for your validation, for your smile, so I can feel better? Am I reaching for the food so I can feel better? That you worked for a long time, stop working. You know, am I looking for just the outside, or am I taking that time to center myself and connect with these ideas? So my next question for you is, in a few sentences or a paragraph, who or what or where is your higher power today? And you may say, I don't have one. And don't say the word God to me. And I don't, and that's fine. I am encouraging you. Our program welcomes you. We're about to read something from the Big Book, Why and How. It's okay to say, I have no. And I can tell you, when I was a newcomer, you know, when working these steps, I did believe in a God. You know, I grew up, you know, with a religion of my family, and I really believed there, yeah, so, you know, God, and I just thought I was the piece of crap that God did not care about. I didn't know I felt that way until doing these writing and really seeing, like, I couldn't believe it. There was just such a lack of self-worth, but that was a true belief that kept me apart. So go ahead, ask yourself, who or what, where are you at with this concept today, right now, sitting here? It's July 26, 2014 at 10:47 a.m. Where are you at with this topic? Yes. We got more paper if you need it. Take your time. Okay, just going to pause you there. Well, and I'm going to read something, then I'm going to have another question for you, and then you're going to share it with your partner. This is from the Big Book, Chapter 4, We Agnostics. In the preceding chapters, you have learned something of alcoholism, and we replace it with compulsive eating. We hope we have made clear the distinction between the compulsive eater and the non-compulsive eater. If when you honestly want to, you find you cannot quit entirely, or when eating, you have little control over the amount you take, you are probably a compulsive eater. If that be the case, you may be suffering from an illness which only a spiritual experience will conquer. To one who feels he is an atheist or agnostic, such an experience seems impossible. But to continue as he or she is means disaster, especially if he is a compulsive eater of the hopeless variety. To be doomed to a compulsive eating death or to live on a spiritual basis are not always easy alternatives to face. But it isn't so difficult. About half of our original fellowship were exactly of that type. At first, some of us tried to avoid the issue, hoping against hope we were not true compulsive eaters. But after a while, we had to face the fact that we must find a spiritual basis of life or else. Perhaps it's going to be that way with you. But cheer up. Something like half of us thought we were atheist or agnostic. Our experience shows that you need not be disconcerted. If a mere code of morals or a better philosophy of life were sufficient to overcome compulsive eating, many of us would have recovered long ago. But we found that such codes or philosophies did not save us no matter how much we tried. We could wish to be moral, we could wish to be philosophically comforted. In fact, we could with these things with all our might, but the needed power wasn't there. Lack of power was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves, obviously. But where and how were we to find that power? And I'll read more, but the next question I have for you. Yes. Oh, excuse me. So this was pages 44 and 45 in, and this is the newest edition of Alcoholics Anonymous, the Big Book. Okay, next question. Yeah. Oh, it's called Chapter 4, We Agnostics. Look at what you just wrote, where you're at with this concept. You know, the word God, higher power, higher being, higher knowing. Ask yourself, do you like what you wrote? Do you like where you're at with this? Do you like your version? Like, do you like your connection right now with your higher power? Do we have anyone that answered no? Okay. So if you wrote no, I want you to cross it out and write down, what would you like your higher power to be? You may not be able to answer that right now, but at least think of, you know, what's something bigger than you that you feel connected to? Because my next question is, how do you feel connected to this higher power, to this God, to this, what does that feel like when you feel connected to this, to your God of your understanding? But if you don't know that you don't like it, then write. You know, you can even write a thank you letter to it. I remember many years ago being told, if you don't like your higher power, fire it and get a new one. And I thought, okay. But it was very real. It was saying this is a spiritual individual journey of who and what you connect to.
So the question,
yes.
What is the precise question?
Okay, so... We had one person who said no, they didn't like their version. Right? One person in the room? Okay, that's good. That's good. So the question is, the version that you wrote, your higher power, what does it feel like to connect to this higher power, to this God? Just what does that feel like? And what is the evidence? Like, when do you feel connected to this? When and where? I think for me, I would answer this when I become aware of my breath. I know, I just believe that's my higher power. I believe that's my higher being. It's my breath. It's my life. So that's for me. For you, it may be when I sit in a meeting. For me, that'd be that too. When I'm on the phone with my sponsor. Right now, I feel higher powers in this room guiding me. There's something bigger here than me right now. Okay, so then a person in the room who said that their version didn't work, then to cross that out, that was the second part, and to rewrite it. And if you need help with it, we're going to have you ask your partner to help you. Okay, we're going to take 2 minutes and share your writing with your partner. And if anyone has any questions, let me know. Okay, about 1 more minute. Okay, so my next question for you is, okay, so we already said, so you're gonna, so someone who had a definition of their God that they didn't like or higher power, then what would the new definition be? We got to that. Okay, next question is, what are actions you take on a daily basis to connect to this higher being? And if you don't, what are actions that you could take or want to take? We don't have shoulds in our vocabulary. You can take should out.
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. The question is, what are actions you take or like to take on a daily basis to connect to this higher power? And I'm going to add another thing. So the word should was brought into the room. What should I do? So it's not to guilt yourself into what really, like, what is the real stuff you're willing to do? That, not the things that you feel guilty about that you should do. I know I should meditate, or but what are the what's just even one thing you could do on a daily basis to connect to this higher power? So I'm urging you to keep it simple. Maybe right now it's just calling your sponsor is the best you can do. Maybe you're willing to set the timer for 1 minute to breathe in and out. Maybe it's just I get to my 3 meetings and whatever it is, but what are the things that really you feel connected that work for you in your program? Okay, my next question for you is, are there any ideas that belong to someone else but that are holding you back from connecting to this higher power? I'll say it again. Are there any ideas that you got from someone else that are getting in your way of your higher power? For example, it could be the religion you grew up with. It could be your mom's voice in your head. I don't know. It could be just, oh, that's dumb. So-and-so will think that's stupid. I don't know. Whatever it is, whatever little judgment or, but it's coming from somewhere else. Is there anything in your way today that's blocking you from your connection to your higher power? And if no, great. And if yes, if yes, I'm going to have you turn to now. You're going to turn to your partners for 2 minutes. Ask your partner for a suggestion that could help you to get a new idea for this obstacle that's blocking you. So you're going to turn to your partners, read to each other what you have, and then ask for help with that obstacle. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay, go ahead. I'll set the timer. Thank you. We're going to go another minute or so. And then 1 minute left for this segment. Okay, I'm going to read something else. Everybody, this is from, we're going to come back to more questions, and you'll still have time with your partner, and we'll have a little time for sharing. Okay, so this is page 55 in the newest version. This is still in We Agnostics, but it's towards the end of the chapter. For deep down in every man, woman, and child is the fundamental idea of God. It may be obscured by calamity, by pomp, by worship of other things, but in some form or other, it is there. For faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. We finally saw that faith in some kind of God was a part of our makeup, just as much as the feeling we have for a friend. Sometimes we had to search fearlessly, but he, she, it was there. He was as much of a fact as we were. We found the great reality deep down within us. In the last analysis, it is only there that God may be found. It was so with us. We can only clear the ground a bit. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. So my next question is, all right, you've talked it through now. I'm going to bring you back to where we were with step one, that thing that you is really bothering you and you want control over it, but you have no control. So my question to you is, how could this connection that you've connected to today in this moment help you with this area or with this situation? How could it restore you to sanity? And if you don't know, you're going to ask your partner for some help. Yes. So when we started the workshop today, the area or topic that you have no control over right now, but it's causing you trouble. How could this idea of a higher power restore you to sanity? ask yourself again, what would that look like and feel like? And I'm going to add another question on. I'll give you time. What are some actions you could take that would show evidence of turning it over to this higher power? Let me know. I can repeat any of that. Repeat it. Yes. What are some actions you could take as evidence that you are turning it over? Sometimes it's just walking away. Sometimes it's just pause when agitated or confused. What are some physical or emotional actions you could take to turn it over to this higher power? Is that clear? Oh, it's the chapter, it's in Alcoholics Anonymous, the big book, We Agnostics, Chapter 4.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, sure. So what we're writing right now is, how could this connection, this higher power, help you with your area that you want to control, that you've admitted you're powerless, you've admitted defeat with? What are some actions you could take, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, that could show, that could demonstrate, I'm turning this over? For example, every day my sponsor reminds me of the power of the pause. That pause is a full sentence. Pause, period. You know, letting go of being right. Better to be kind than to be right. Better to choose my serenity than to be right. So an example of, you know, someone's yelling at me right now, you know, or upset with me. I'm going to just pause. I'm going to breathe right now. That is a physical, and I'm going to go call my sponsor, or I'm going to go write about it tonight. Those are physical, just pieces of evidence that I'm surrendering to this power greater than me. I'm admitting this is bigger than me right now. Does that make sense? Does that help? It's a personal journey, isn't it? It's different for everybody, right? Okay, next question before you turn to your partner. Ask yourself, how could the concept of acting our way into right thinking help me? I'll say that again. How could the concept of acting our way into right thinking help me? As we say in our program, we don't think our way into right action. We'd be at home under the covers still, right? We act, or we take action. The program shows us what actions to take, whether it's weighing and measuring or getting to a meeting or writing. Or how could that concept help you with this situation? Help you turn it over to this higher power. Okay, I'm going to set the timer, and you can share with your partner. Share what we just wrote. If you have any questions, raise your hand. I'll even come over to you. Give you another 30 seconds. People are still writing. Go ahead, take your time. Do people need more time? A little more time? Writing? Okay, I'll give you a little more time before you turn to your partner then. Okay, I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes. Thanks, everybody. About 30 more seconds with sharing. Okay, everybody. Our time's almost up. Need a little more time? Okay. Give it 1 more minute. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Okay, just for the interest of time, if you didn't get to share, then you could share at the end, because we'll be going into, it'll be a lunch break at 11:30, and we're just about at 11:20, so we'll have a little time to open up just for a couple shares. I'm going to read one more. First of all, this is a handout that you can keep. It's for you. It's a someone way back that sponsored me had created it from the big book, and it's basically, it's a morning prayer ritual. I use it at different times. Sometimes it takes me longer, sometimes not, but it's definitely become a part of my morning. It's definitely a physical just action I can take in the morning by just reading through this. And it starts with steps 1, 2, and 3. You know, and you see it says in step 1, you know, add people, places, and things you know you have no control over. You know, and then it goes into the prayer. And then when it gets into the character defects, I usually look at if something the day before came up, then I read through, and then it's, you know, it's you pray for family, pray for loved ones, but I usually, you know, have to pray for someone that maybe had an interaction with the day before, it didn't go well, you know, and then you flip over, and it's just more prayers. So just someone put that together, and that's a gift for you. Take what you like and leave the rest. I'm going to read the last thing, then just going to ask for some comments, but this is the end of We Agnostics in the big book. What is this but a miracle of healing? Yet its elements are simple. Circumstances made us willing to believe. We humbly offered ourselves. Even so has God restored us all to our right minds. To this, the revelation was sudden. Some of us grow into it more slowly, but God comes to all who honestly seek God. When we drew near God, he disclosed himself to us. So that's what, again, my hope for you today is that you leave really understanding that it's a God of our understanding. It's an individual personal journey of yours, and it's between, you know, you and your, that's what your sponsor's there for, and your support, you know, like today, your buddy that, you know, you reasoned it out with, and you got to get right with what's in you. I would ask, this is being recorded, so if you came up to share at the mic here, if you could just write your name after, that you're okay being recorded. I was wondering if you wanted to raise your hand, if anyone wanted to share with us, right back there, hand popped up, and then you after. Come on up, tell us your name, and maybe just tell us what your thing was that that you were powerless over, and if you feel better about it, what are some actions you can take, and anything else you want to share.
Hi, I'm Jackie F.
Hello.
The thing that I was powerless over was trying to get something from my spouse to make me feel better, addiction. And I have a wonderful buddy back there. We were reasoning some things out. And what I realized is that through my relationship with my higher power, things would change if I sought more relationship in a healthy place. There are addictions in my home, and trying to look for something healthy from someone who's also sick, I realized that I need to not only work this program, but possibly another one that I was in before. And that's real revelation for me. And I am not going to continue to beat my head into thinking that I can get something from someone who can't give it to me. So that was a big aha moment.
Thank you. All right. You'll just write your name. Then we have the next person. And someone want to share after another hand that will go next to this lovely lady?
Good morning. I'm Q, a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Q.
And the thing that jumped out to me, it wasn't about the first step, but about God. And how do we get closer to him? And I'm doing that through meditation and tech. I get, God has been speaking to me through text messages. I recently was at another program where I released some resentments. And as soon as I finished releasing those, my phone went off in my pocket. And it was a beautiful spiritual steps, you know, information that somebody shared with me has passed on to me. And I don't even know who this person is, but I keep getting these things, and they're just, oh, they've got to be from God. And then here you are going into the big book, and I have been going through the questions for the big book, and of course I'm on the chapter to the agnostics, and my questions have been on pages 44 and 45, and so I think God is trying to tell me something. And then down at the very end down here about who have I been having a problem with, and so on, and I've been very codependent with a couple of young women in my life, and it's hard to let go of them because you know, oh, I think they need me. And then all of a sudden it just hit me. I'm not trusting God to take care of them.
Wow.
Duh.
That's huge.
So,
thank you. Awesome. Just can write your name. We still have time. Anyone want to share their experience, strength, and hope? Mireya, come on up. Thank you so much. I'm Deborah. Deborah.
Hi, I'm Mireya. And I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. I came in towards the end, and it was interesting, those last three questions. I got a lot of clarity around, you know, how could the idea of a higher power help? The situation I'm dealing with is career growth and my current work situation. What I wrote around the idea of higher power is that I don't need to know why these things are happening today. I can just allow myself to have my feelings, the dignity of my experience, and sometimes that means it's not good feelings, and I don't eat over them today. And, you know, what are some actions? I have some very concrete actions I've committed. I'm going to start working with a career coach. I've made an appointment. And then the surprising action that showed up was, interestingly enough, was that I can do my current job with a smile. I can just do it with a smile. Like, and it's okay, like, because it's for my serenity. Like, I may not agree with the way things are run, but I get paid to do a job, and God is my employer, and I do the best job that I can, and there's no work that's below me. And then just the acting my way into right thinking is just that, like, doing what's in front of me, taking the next right indicated action, just like we weigh and measure our food. And that was really, I feel like, So... thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Time one more. Anyone want to share experience, strength, and hope? Okay. All right, good. Well, here's the last thing, then we'll close with the serenity prayer. First, let's all just do that sigh of relief together. Yeah, that's good, right? So what I encourage you is, if you can even exchange phone numbers and emails with the partner that you know, you may have met them today for the first time, thank you for taking the risk to just share and do the work you came here to do. You know, to get phone numbers, you know, from people all weekend. I'll be here all weekend, so, you know, if there's anything you want to share with me or with people in this room that later that come up, or I encourage you, share it with your sponsor, too. You know, whatever new awarenesses that you had, you know, that and share at your meetings, you know, that there are new awarenesses. And I hope you take away today that this isn't, you know, it's a day at a time process, and every day, whatever works for you, let it work you. And thank you so much for asking me to be a part of this. It really is amazing. So if you'll, could we make a circle and say the serenity prayer?